I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 10th. Independence Avenue in Quincy is being rebuilt from Franklin Street to the Braintree border. The roadway and sidewalks are being rebuilt beginning today. Mario Susi Incorporated of Dorchester is doing the work weekdays from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and on Saturdays as needed. Motorists are advised that there is no parking during construction. Property owners may also request that a tree be planted in front of their property during this project. The long-awaited repaving of Newport Avenue in Quincy will begin later this month. National Grid says now that they've installed the new underground power cable from North Quincy to the Field Street substation outside Quincy Center, they can begin rebuilding Newport Avenue. So starting March 17th, Newport Avenue will be repaved beginning at the intersection with Forestbrook Parkway and heading north. Phase one will go up to Cedar Street. National Grid says all the underground utilities will be replaced along portions of Newport Avenue, and other portions will just get repaved. The repaving is expected to cause some traffic impacts. National Grid says it will work to minimize those impacts. 3 years ago, National Grid began replacing two major underground power cables that run under Newport Avenue, Furnacebrook Parkway, and the Southern Artery up to the Field Street substation behind Quirk Ford. National Grid says those new cables are now energized and are supplying power. A man was shot and seriously wounded in Randolph yesterday afternoon, and another man was arrested nearby soon after. Shooting was reported about 2:30 yesterday afternoon on North Main Street near Diotto Drive in Randolph Square. A 22-year-old man from Randolph was found with a gunshot wound in his back and rushed to Boston Medical Center. Witnesses helped lead other officers to a 24-year-old man from Brockton who was taken into custody. He gave an address of the Chipotle restaurant. They said he had two guns on him. The man who was arrested was not identified. Police didn't say what charges he was facing. Evidence found at the scene of the shooting, which was investigated by state and local police, indicated that a round was fired in the shooting. Anybody who witnessed the shooting is urged to contact Randolph Police. Authorities arrested a woman accused of hitting and seriously injuring a person with their car back in January in Weymouth. 24-year-old Maria De Lourdes Gonsalves from Bridgewater has been charged with leaving the scene of an accident with personal injury, motor vehicle insurance fraud, and speeding. Weymouth police said the initial crash happened on January 19th at 6:40 p.m. when Gonsalves struck a pedestrian in the area of 35 Pleasant Street while driving a dark-colored vehicle. The victim was taken to South Shore Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The victim's condition is not known. Investigators eventually identified Gonsalves as the operator of the vehicle and sought a warrant for her arrest. She was arrested at her residence on Meadow Lane in Bridgewater last Thursday. Gonsalves was released on bail and arraigned in Quincy District Court on Friday. Don't click on the links. That is the warning from MassDOT officials to customers about an ongoing Easy Drive texting scam that made headlines in January. The text message-based scam, also known as smishing, is fraudulently claiming to represent tolling agencies from across the country. Some attempts have been made to trick customers into sharing credit card numbers and other sensitive information by directing them to a website to pay their outstanding balances. MassDOT strongly encourages customers not to click the link contained in those messages. The targeted phone numbers appear to be chosen at random and are not uniquely associated with an account or usage of toll roads. Customers who receive an unsolicited text, email, or similar message suggesting it's from Easy Drive or another toll agency should not click on the link. Officials said the smishing scam is part of a series of scams the FBI is aware of. Since March of 2024, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center has received over 2,000 complaints reporting smishing texts representing road toll collection services from at least three states. Investigators say the scam may be moving from state to state. With many calling Boston Common a disaster because of crime and drug use, the city is looking to amp up its efforts to revitalize the Common with a newly released action plan for Boston's downtown. The city held a public safety summit last Thursday to develop the plan, which is available on a public spreadsheet that will be updated regularly to help residents check in on status of the Common. The plan was developed by city and state officials, law enforcement, shelters, churches, businesses, civic groups, and other organizations to help address issues including drug use, homelessness, and crime. The plan includes 38 action items, including the creation of a One Downtown task force, which is still being finalized. The plan also calls for making the Common a go-to place for residents and tourists. City said it plans to secure funding for a Boston Parks administrator who will work on increasing programming, concerts, food events, and creating positive events around Brewer Fountain and Park and Tremont Streets. City also plans to work with Emerson College to continue to invest in a beer garden and outdoor patio along Tremont Street. Many of the initiatives also include investing in social services for the area, with St. Anthony Shrine planning to hire additional staff, educate the public about homelessness, and increase community outreach. St. Francis House will ramp up recovery programs and implement a work program. For its part, the city will look at the infrastructure of the area, including repairing streetlights, enhancing street cleaning to get used needles off the streets, and reviewing and fixing items like accessible ramps in the area. Businesses have said that crime and drug use have impacted their bottom lines. Now, Quincy residents may now schedule pickups for bulk items online. Capital Waste has developed a new online portal. Just go to capitalws.com/scheduler. The Quincy Police Department Marine Unit once again offering free basic boating safety courses. Classes are held in March, April, and May at the Kennedy Center. Visit mass.gov/environmentalpolice for more information. Now, North Quincy High School girls basketball defeating Notre Dame 45-38 Saturday at Xaverian Brothers High School in Westwood. The Lady Raiders now advance to the Division II Final Four. They'll take on number one Medfield tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Bridgewater State University. A check of business news this morning. Stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow up 222 points. The NASDAQ rising 126. And the S&P added 31. Asian stocks getting a mixed start. The dollar slipped. The euro fell. Oil at $66 a barrel. In sports, Celtics and Jazz at the Garden tonight at 7:30. Then the Bruins are home tomorrow night at 7 against the Panthers. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, breezy, and milder with a high of 57. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 33. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, the high of 60. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy on Thursday and highs in the mid-40s. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, winds west 10 to 15, becoming northwest at 5 to 10 knots later today, high tide 9:22 a.m. Sunrise at 7:03, sets at 6:44. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 10th.